2019. Ya a la venta en tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Ahora envío gratis. Infórmate.
Hello, my name is Manipuri.
¿A tu inglés le falta brilli brilli?
Entonces no te puedes perder la preciosa Gold Edition de Inglés para Rubias, una edición especial y limitada del libro de la vecina rubia Imamen Rivera.
Advertencia, este libro es solo para rubias y rubias atrapadas en cuerpos de morenas, pelirrojas, hombres y todo tipo de seres humanos.
Inglés para Rubias Gold Edition, es rosa, brilla, lo quieres.
Ya disponible en vaughantienda.com, ahora con gastos de envío gratis. vaughantienda.com.
Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
O'clock. My name is Julia, and I'm here with my crazy students.
Wow.
Yeah. You can't see it, but they brought all those crazy sunglasses, or fun glasses, as I would call them, and posters, and haven't you seen? So we're going to, after the show, we're going to take a picture, or maybe during the break. I think during the break, even, we can take a picture and upload it on Twitter. And speaking of Twitter, today's Twitter question is, how do you say Avispon? And Kutsi kind of like looks like an Avispon. You'll see it in the picture. So how do you say Avispon in English? That is what I want to know today for the Twitter question. So go on Twitter at English_clock and yeah, and answer the question. How do you say Avispon in English?
Chicas, 1, 2, 3.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Go with the clapper. Woo!
Amazing. Very well. We're going to sing it at the end of the program as well, because today is our last show of the year before our Christmas holidays. All right. I was going to prepare something, but then, you know, life got me and I didn't. But what I encourage, and I think I'm going to have time to do it for after Christmas. What I want to prepare is a beginning of English O'Clock this year, beginning of this year on the 8th of January. And next year. No, and now, basically. ¿Qué digo? ¿Dónde estás, Julia? Vuelve a mí. So I want to draw a comparison. And why didn't I do it? Because in January, I told you guys, we're going to start from scratch. So we're going to review everything that we have seen up till now. Not everything. Pero los puntos gramaticales principales, sí. So what I want to do is I want to take the programs exactly as we did them in January of this year, and I want to do them again, okay? And then we can draw a comparison between 1 year ago and this year, okay? And then we'll see the difference of what it means to be consistent with English.
Wow!
Very good. So Tino and I have homework for next year. We're going to put a little something for you together so you can see what it means to be consistent in English and what it means in general to be consistent with life, with things in life. Consistent with healthy eating has a positive outcome. Consistent with exercises has a positive outcome. As long as you do stuff, and I read this actually this morning, as long as you do the right thing, And with the right thing, I mean, you sit down and study 90% of the time. And then 10% of the time you say, well, mira, hoy no me apetece. Hoy pues he quedado. Hoy no tengo tiempo. Whatever. But as long as you're consistent 90% of the time, you're good to go. Because Annabelle, for example, is probably one of the most consistent ones because Jessica joined a little bit later. Thessie's here only Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Kuchi is also very consistent, but was on a very long break. Yeah. But Annabelle is one of the most consistent ones.
Two very long breaks.
But Annabelle has been here with us basically, I'd say 85% of the times. Very, very few times she was either on holiday or had a meeting or something, so she couldn't come. So lo que estoy intentando...
Wow!
lo que estoy intentando deciros es que a partir de enero, propósito del año nuevo, sentaros una hora al día. Y si no podéis una hora, pues media hora. O si no podéis media hora, pues 20 minutos. O 10 minutos. Me da igual. But sit down and practice. You will see that after a week, you won't notice anything. After 2 weeks, you won't notice anything. But after 2 months, you will. And after 3 months, you will. And after 5 months, you will. And this time, next year, we'll talk again. And you tell me how you're feeling with your English, etc. So make sure to get the English O'Clock book. You know that you can buy it on Kindle only this month. So only 11 more days on Kindle for $5.61 instead of $12.50. Or you can get the physical copy, which obviously, you know, you can take it everywhere and read it everywhere and mark things in it, so whatever you want. And make sure to tune in on the 8th. We'll start back on the 8th because the 7th is a holiday. And we start from scratch. So, bueno, yes, why don't you say something?
Wow!
Me parto.
What do you want me to do?
Would you recommend it?
Yeah, I strongly recommend the English O'Clock book. Everyone on Twitter and also in the training classes. In fact, I am the bestseller of English O'Clock book.
But not only the book. Yeah. The key here is the book the and method. The program.
And the program. I strongly recommend it because it's fun. You have fun. You review the basics because many times you think you know a lot.
Yeah,
and you really don't fail with a do or does or whatever.
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Thessie, what about you? How do you feel with your English? Because you, now here's the story of Thessie. Thessie joined the English O'Clock One group, but about 3, 4, 5 months into the program, she left. And she didn't leave because she wanted to leave. We kicked her out. We kicked her out because she wasn't advancing at the same speed as everybody else was. And I remember saying to her, Thessie, sit down, learn the translation booklet, and when you feel comfortable, come back. And she did. She did.
Yes, I did.
About a year and a half later, you started again in January. So how do you feel now?
I feel that I improved my English,
mm-hmm.
and I need to just sit every day in my job,
mm-hmm.
and this is a great help for me. And with English O'Clock book,
mm-hmm.
I got it.
You got it.
I got it because I can review every day.
Yeah,
and I listened the podcast.
I listened to the podcast,
mm-hmm. and it's very important because, for example, I can see the form that the writing, and I listen and with the audios,
uh-huh.
Help me for the pronunciation.
Very good.
For the pronunciation, and when the 2 days that I can't. Come to the program.
Mm-hmm.
I can review and I can follow my guys,
mm-hmm.
and you about
your smart cookies.
With the smart cookies with the book and with the podcast.
Very good.
Wow.
And I'm really, really impressed because back in the days, Thessie was not able to say a coherent sentence. You were not able to say what your name was and how old you, or where you were from. You're not able, and now she's able to fully communicate. I mean, I make mistakes in Spanish, and I've been here for 12 years.
No.
You will always make, yes, I do.
That's not true.
Yes, I do. Trust me, I know. Next time I say, bueno, mételo en el trasero. You'll see. Oh, trasero, trasero, trasero. So that's really amazing that with consistency and with hard work, you in the end you get it, which is amazing.
And my mom helped me.
Your mom helps you. Very good. Oh, and helps speaking of mistakes, you will make mistakes. I make mistakes. You will make mistakes. But as long as you're more or less conscious of these mistakes and you try to erase them in the long term, it's fine. No como yo que me rindo con el subjuntivo. Que ya me da igual. Que lo digo mal, pues que lo diga mal. No, I'm joking. So amazing. Well done. Well done. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Annabelle. A ver. How do you feel with your English?
I learn a lot of... Well, a lot of no.
Yeah, I learned a lot of stuff. It's fine.
My English mm-hmm. with the program. Mm-hmm. I need necessary study every day.
Yeah.
A lot,
yeah, yeah.
And I'm happy with come here with the program.
Mm-hmm. To the program, very
to
good.
The program, and I... Very happy.
Okay, very good. Now, see, that's the thing. With Annabelle especially, you can tell. You can tell when she reviewed things and when she studied and when she didn't. It's a matter of 2 days, and I know if she's done her homework or if she hasn't. But again, it's consistency, and I mean, Annabelle came from zero, from a very, very low level, and now she's able to follow the drills, and of course she makes mistakes, but so does everybody else. So don't worry about that. Kutsi. Gucci's terrified. She's like, I don't want to talk.
Well, sorry. When I came here...
La tos, la famosa tos.
When I came here...
No, before you came here. Here's the story of what happened before. Because I, you know Mamen from our high-level group. That's Gucci's sister. And, bueno, estoy revelando aquí secretos a diestro y siniestro, ¿no?
Hello, Mamen. I love you.
And I love you too. So I remember saying, well, why don't you come on the show? Why don't you come on the show? And she's like, no quiero. Es que me da mucha pereza. Es que me da tal. Es que me da cual. And then you came on. And then what happened?
Okay, yes, that's true. And I don't know why I didn't want, because maybe I was speaking English with my children when they were very little, with their pair, and I was fed up about English, you know?
Fed up with English.
With English. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want, but I came here last year. I thought that I spoke more English than I spoke. Uh-huh. I really spoke, because I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I thought I spoke, but it wasn't true. And now I don't spoke either. But I feel better. I think
you're more confident.
Yes, really. And the English O'Clock is a very good English. That's really...
No les he pagado, it, no, oiga. No, no les he pagado.
Wow. No. Wow. And we have a very good teacher. Yeah. That's true.
Wow. Thank you.
And we come here every day. We enjoy, and it's fun. And everything is fantastic. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy, and thank you very much for everything.
Thank you. Well, Joanna didn't join. She joined maybe, a month ago?
Yeah, a month ago.
A month ago. Yeah. How do you feel?
I feel every day more confident.
Very good.
Maybe you can see it, but I feel a little more.
Oh, yeah, we can. I can. At the beginning, she was very, she was very shy. But now you're warming up. You're warming up to us. Give us another 2 or 3 months and you'll be up and running. So again, I'm very, very proud of you, of the progress that you have made. And I'm sure you guys out there have made an amazing progress as well. And keep working. This being said, bueno, son las cuatro y cuarto. Madre mía. Let's take a look at question mix number 107. I love olive oil. And you?
Me too.
Very good. No os lo perdáis. My grandma hates olive oil. Mm-hmm. It's like, and my grandma literally eats everything. And I'm like, grandma, I brought you this amazing olive oil. She's like, I don't like olive oil. Strangest thing ever. But in Poland, there is not much olive oil anyways.
No,
we use sunflower oil. But anyways, I'm not allergic to kiwis. And you?
Me neither.
Very good. Or?
I'm not allergic either.
To kiwis either?
To kiwis either. Mm-hmm. So
neither
am I.
Neither am I. Very good. Do you know when Frank Sinatra died?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I what? me.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Very good. When did he die?
He died on the 14th of May, 1998.
Very good. On the 14th of May, 1998. Wow.
Yay.
Very good. And where were you yesterday? Gucci, where were you yesterday?
I was here, as always.
Very good. Very good. Do you know how a mobile phone works?
Yes, I do.
Really?
The normal use of a mobile phone.
Yeah, but how it really works.
No, I don't.
Okay, because I don't know either.
I'm not that smart.
You're a smart cookie, but not that smart.
Not that much.
Very good. And can you throw as far as a professional athlete?
No, I can't.
Very good. And are you going to trick or treat? Are you going to go trick or treating on Halloween?
No, I'm not.
Very good. And did you buy candy yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. And ask me what I'm going to do when I get home.
What are you going to do when you get home?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you.
Se distribuye la tos. Que ya la, but that's the thing. It's Annabelle, Kutsi, and Joanna on my left side, and then Ceci and Jessica on my right side. Pues la tos se ha apoderado de la izquierdo.
She's asking you, what are you going to... What you are going to do when you get home.
Again.
She's asking you what you are going to do when you get home.
Very good. So what is she asking me?
She's asking you
what you are going to do.
Repeat, please.
Okay, repeat.
What are you going to do when you get home?
Very good. What are you going to do when you get home? What is she asking me?
She's asking you what you... Are you do?
Are what are you?
What are you going?
What you are going to do? Because it's an indirect question, so you have to swap. What you are going to do?
What you are going to do when you go home?
Get home. Very good. So what am I about to answer?
You're about to answer what you are going to do when you get home.
Very good. So what am I going to answer?
You are going to answer what you are going to do when you get home.
All right. Very good. I'm going to pack my suitcase when I get home.
Wow.
Qué bichos son, qué bichos. Do you enjoy living in the city?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And do you like to take long walks and observe city life?
Sorry.
Do you like to take long walks and observe city life?
Yes, I do.
Very good. I don't walk home. And you?
I do.
Okay, very good. I can run for 56 minutes. And you? Voy a que mentira más gorda. En aquel entonces sí. Now no. I can run for 56 minutes. And you?
Me too.
Toma otra mentira.
Double life.
I can run 56 minutes too.
56 minutes too. Very good. Or?
So am I.
So can I.
Ah, so can I.
So can I. Very good. Ask me when the last time I went running was.
When was the last time you went running?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you She's asking you when the last time you get run.
You went running?
You went running was.
Again.
She's asking you when the last time You went running was.
Very good. So what am I about to answer?
You are about to answer when the last time you went running was.
Very good. The last time I went running was maybe like 3 months ago. 3 months ago.
55 minutes?
50. No. More like 5. 0.6. 0.6 minutes. No, I run almost every day to the fridge. Or to get the bus. Qué broma. How far is it from your house to a bar?
It's 10 meters from my house to a bar.
Very good. And how long does it take to drink a coffee?
It takes 10 minutes.
It takes
10 minutes.
To drink a coffee. Very good. And when was the last time you burnt yourself drinking coffee? What am I asking her?
You're asking her when the last time
she burnt herself
a coffee?
With the coffee. What? Una, dos, tres. Repite otra vez.
I try it. Okay.
What do I want to know?
You want to know when the last time she burnt herself drink
with a coffee?
With a coffee was.
Very good. Or drinking a coffee it was. Very good. And your answer is? Espérate. Porque estás pensando, ay, menos mal, que nos va a tocar. Pues sí que nos va a tocar. So what do I want to know?
You want to know when the last time she burnt herself with a coffee.
Very good.
With a coffee wash.
Very good. And your answer is?
The last time I burnt myself drinking a coffee was last month.
Very good. Was it really bad? Or is that a lie? It's a lie.
Maybe with tea. I burnt myself.
Very good. And how often do you use lip balm?
I use lip balm almost every day.
Almost every day. Very good. I don't have a cinema at home. And you?
Me neither.
Or?
I don't have a cinema either. Neither do I.
Very good. And when was the last time you went to the cinema? What am I asking you?
You're asking me when the last time I went to the cinema was.
Very good. And your answer is?
The last time I went to the cinema was last week.
Very good. And what did you see?
I saw Julie. It's the great picture.
Okay. A great film. Okay. Very good. I haven't heard of it.
It's the history about the child that they need to learn to dance in Cuba.
And then he breaks his foot or something, right? Okay, yeah. I heard of it. Yeah. I'm going to watch it. And do you prefer going to the theater or to the cinema?
I prefer going to the cinema.
Okay, very good. And is math easier than PE?
No, it isn't.
Give me the full answer.
Math isn't easier than PE.
Very good, which means?
That PE is easier than maths.
Very good, which means that maths?
Math isn't
as... Is? Math is first affirmative. Math is?
Math is more difficult than physics.
Than PE.
Than PE.
PE. Very good. So PE isn't?
PE isn't as difficult as math.
Very good. And math isn't?
Math isn't
isn't
as easy as PE.
Very good. And what was the easiest subject for you when you were at school?
The easiest subject?
Yeah.
When I was at school was PE.
PE, very good. What about you, Johanna?
PE, what does it mean?
PE is physical education.
Yeah, it was the easiest one.
Okay, very good. And Annabelle, for you?
Me too.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Tessie, obviously.
PE. It was the easiest
for me.
Really?
Yeah, I was very bad at PE.
Okay, but you were really good at maths.
Well...
Okay. All right, very
not
good.
Not as bad as PP.
Okay. And ask me how far it is from my house to a traffic light. Annabelle.
How far is it from your house to
a traffic light?
A traffic light.
Very good. It's about 200 meters from my house to a traffic light. And do you know someone who doesn't like fish?
Yes, I do. Me.
I know myself. Very good. And how long does it take to sign a document?
It takes 1 second to sign a document.
A document.
Document.
Very good. And ask me when the last time I took a plane was.
When was the last time you took a plane?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you when the last time was. I was.
You, where were you?
I don't know.
Oh. Se nos ha ido y no sabe dónde.
Yes.
Wow.
sorry.
All right, Joanna, repeat.
Are you asking her?
When was the last time you took a plane?
Very good. When was the last time you took a plane?
for Sissy. She's asking you when the last time you took a plane.
Was. Very good. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know when the last time you get...
You took? A plane?
A plane. I
was.
Was.
Yeah. To take a plane is coger un avión.
Ah, okay.
Repeat.
You are asking her when the last time you...
She. I. What?
No, you.
Que no, no me líes. Anabel, no me líes.
You are asking her when the last time...
No, she's asking me.
She's asking you.
No, she's asking her. No, she's asking me. Joanna's asking me.
She's asking you when the last time you took a plane was.
Very good. The last time I took a plane, what am I about to answer?
You're about to answer when the last time you took a plane was.
Very good. So what am I going to answer?
You are going to answer when the last time you took a plane was.
Very good. The last time I took a plane was a month and a half ago. And ask me how long it takes to fly from Hamburg to Madrid.
How long does it take?
To fly
from Hamburg to Madrid.
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you how long that it takes to fly from Hamburg to Madrid.
Very good. It takes about 3 hours to fly from Hamburg to Madrid. And did you pick me up from the airport yesterday?
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't. And how often do you eat pancakes?
I hardly ever pancakes.
Yes, pancakes. So I hardly ever...
Pancakes.
What are pancakes?
Tortitas.
Very good. Stay tuned because right after the break we'll continue with the drill and we're going to review some vocabulary. So stay tuned.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
¿Prisa que se nos acaba el regalo? El mejor regalo para estas Navidades es un intensivo de Vaughan. Ven, aprovecha estas Navidades y regálate un buen nivel de inglés. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Oferta válida en todas nuestras delegaciones. También disponible para los más peques. Bueno, no tan peques.
En inglés hay dos palabras que empiezan y acaban con UND. ¿Sabes cuáles son? Espera, que te lo digo en 2 minutos.
El vino recibe su crianza enriqueciéndose y perfeccionándose con el aporte del roble y de los años, como nuestros profesores. Los aromas sosegados del lugar, donde permite desconectar y concentrarse de una cata de 5 días muy intensos, donde disfrutará de los mejores caldos lingüísticos concentrando un año de clases en las mejores barricas exclusivas, pero al alcance de todos. La mejor elaboración, análisis y cata de uno de los programas con más solera. Programa residencial de 5 días, donde su paladar disfrutará de la intensidad del idioma. 91-133-5833. Con los mejores profesores en las mejores estancias. 91-133-5833.
My parents took me to classes. They thought it was good for my future. I didn't know it, but I realized that I had an advantage against other people. At the beginning, it was hard.
Be like Jesus. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
Big cities, big plans. ¿Quieres irte a una gran ciudad a aprender inglés? Si tienes más de 30 años, ahora puedes hacerlo gracias a nuestros programas Londres 30 más y Nueva York 30 más. Pasa una temporada inolvidable en una de las 2 ciudades más importantes del mundo angloparlante y mejora tu nivel de inglés en un intenso entorno de aprendizaje. Descúbrelo ya llamando al 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com. Londres 30 más y Nueva York 30 más. Big cities, big plans.
¡Ho, ho, 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 ho! ¡Merry Christmas!
¿Por qué no te regalas
Un nivelazo de inglés con nuestros intensivos de Navidad, intensivos en la semana que tú elijas de clases del método Vaughan. Regálate un nivelazo. Si contratas 2 semanas de formación, te regalamos 5 sesiones de clases telefónicas. O si contratas 3, 7 sesiones. Llámanos. Infórmate 91-133-5833 o escríbenos a cursos@grupovaughan.com. 91-133-5833.
Las 2 palabras que en inglés acaban y empiezan con UND son
underfund,
subfinanciar, y
underground,
que significa metro en inglés de Inglaterra y subterráneo o clandestino.
Solo hoy tienes una super oferta, 99 euros. Tu curso online de Vaughan por tan solo 99 euros. 99 es un super ofertón. Solo hoy, 99 euros, el curso online de Vaughan. El curso más completo por tan solo 99 euros. Entra en grupovaughan.com o infórmate en el 911-335-842. 911-335-842.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Back to the second half of English O'Clock. Y acaba de caer porque Anabel decía plum cake. Because the next question is about plum cake. So I like plum cake. And you, Anabel?
Me too.
Very good. So one thing is pancakes, que son las tortitas. And the other thing is plum cake, que es una...
Que es ciruela.
Nosotros decimos sí. Plum cake.
Plum cake. So I like plum cake. And you?
Me too.
Or?
I love plum cake too. Mm-hmm. So do I.
So do I. Very good. Are there any cupcakes? Con los cakes, ¿no? Are there any cupcakes in your house?
No, there aren't.
Very good. Did you buy any water yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. I had ice cream yesterday. And you?
I don't have...
I had ice cream yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't have ice cream.
Any ice cream?
I didn't have any ice cream yesterday.
Very good. And is there a furniture store near your house? Give me the full answer.
Yes, there is a furniture store near my house.
Very good. And what nationality are people from Peru?
People from Peru are Peruvian.
Very good. And can you drink a gallon of milk in one go?
No, I can't.
Very good. How much is a gallon?
A lot.
A lot. More. Almost 4 liters.
3.78 liters per gallon.
Wow! Very good. 3.78 liters is 1 gallon of fluid according to the US. All right, so there are different kinds of gallons, but the US gallon is of fluid is 3.78 liters, so it's a lot. And did you have turkey for lunch yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. And I live in Madrid. And you?
Me too. I live in Madrid too. So do I.
Very good. I don't cheat. And you?
Me.
Chin, chin, chin.
No,
you have one chance to be honest.
I don't, no. She likes cheat.
she likes to cheat, I'm telling you. I don't cheat. Yo no hago trampas. I don't cheat. And you?
Me too.
But I don't. Es que lo quiere decir que ella sí, que hace trampas.
No.
I don't cheat. And you?
Me neither.
Okay. Or?
I don't cheat either. Mm-hmm. Neither am I.
Neither do I. Very good. Let's take a look at list number 26 from vocabulary booklet number 2. How do you say otra vez?
Again.
Very good. And una oferta?
An offer.
Yes. Disponible?
Available.
Very good. Brasil?
Brazil.
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 Z.
Brazil.
Say z.
Z.
Brazil.
Brazil.
Much better. Very good. Oportunidad o posibilidad?
Change. Chance.
Change es cambio. Chance es oportunidad o posibilidad. Cliente.
Customer.
Very good. Todo el mundo.
Everybody.
Or?
Everyone.
Everyone. Very good. Generalmente.
Generally.
Very good. A pesar de.
In spite of.
Very good. Error.
Mistake.
Yes. De vez en cuando.
Now and then.
Very good. Now and then. Very good pronunciation. Well done. Very good. Carrera.
Race.
Yes. Rate es, taza. No taza. Taza. Sencillo. ¿Ves cómo comete errores? Sencillo.
Simply.
Simple. Very good. Extraño.
Strange. No. Wow.
Wow.
Strange.
Very good. Ha salido ahí un híbrido raro. Sugerencia.
Suggestion.
Very good. Llegar.
To arrive.
Very good. Quemar o arder.
To burn.
Very good. Defender.
To defend.
No.
To.
Similar, but instead of I, say
to. To defend.
To defend. That's it. Very good. Olvidar.
To forget.
Yes. Quedar con o guardar.
To keep.
Very good. Prometer.
To promise.
Very good. And empujar.
To push.
And alquilar.
To rent.
And oler.
To smell.
And cuidar.
To take care of.
Very good. Now,
smart
do you...
cookies.
Smart, very smart cookies. Very, very smart cookies. Do you girls remember a long time ago when we looked at maps? Do you remember the maps?
No.
No, you don't remember the maps at all?
No.
Well, tough luck. You're going to have to do it anyways. So we're going to take a look at the map of the United States. You can find it in the English O'Clock book. And the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to say where California is. So where in the United States is California? Where in the United States is California? Cutsi.
California is in the west of United States.
Of the
United States.
Very good. California is in the west of the United States. Very good. Okay. What about New York? Where is New York? Where in the U.S. is New York?
New York is in the northeast of the United States.
Very good. And where is Texas? Ceci, where is Texas?
Texas is in the south
of
the United States.
Very good. And where is North Carolina? Joanna, where is North Carolina?
North Carolina is in the north of United States.
Of the United States. Again.
North Carolina is in the north of the United States.
Very good. What about Washington? Washington State. Jessica.
Washington State is in the northwest of the United States.
Very good. Washington is in the northwest of the United States. Very good. What about Florida? Annabelle, what about Florida? Where in the U.S. is Florida?
Florida is in the southeast of the United States.
Very good. Of the United States. Very good. Pick a state. Jessica, pick a state.
Louisiana.
Very good. Louisiana, where in relationship to Louisiana is Arkansas?
Arkansas is north of Louisiana.
Very good. Arkansas is north of Louisiana. So Louisiana is?
South of Arkansas.
Very good. Annabelle, pick a state. Any state. Texas. All right. So Texas, where in relation to Oklahoma is Texas?
Texas is south of Oklahoma.
So Oklahoma is?
Oklahoma is north of Texas.
Texas. Very good. Ceci, pick a state. Florida. Florida. Okay. Where in relation to Georgia is Florida?
Florida is south of Georgia.
And Georgia?
Georgia is north of Florida.
Very good. Could you pick a state?
Kansas.
Que no te cansas, ¿no?
Wow.
Malísimo. Where in relation to Colorado is Kansas?
Kansas is east.
Oy, 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 yeah. Oy, oy, oy. Pero east. Sí, es east.
East of Colorado.
Again.
Kansas is east of Colorado.
Very good. And Colorado is?
West of Kansas.
Very good. Joanna, pick a state.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Very good. Where in relation to Minnesota is... Let me find Minnesota. Where is Minnesota? Ahí está. No. Wisconsin. Where in relation to Minnesota is Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. Wisconsin is off...
Wisconsin is east?
Wisconsin is east of Minnesota.
Very good. Y ahora, southeast.
Minnesota is...
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin is...
Southeast?
Southeast of Minnesota.
Very good. So Minnesota is?
So Minnesota is...
North.
Northwest of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Very good. And what is the capital of Nebraska? What's the capital of Nebraska?
Lincoln.
Very good. One, two, three.
It's Lincoln.
It's Lincoln. Very good. And what is the capital of Utah? What is the capital of Utah? Do you know?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Very good. Salt Lake City. One more. Where in the United States is Nebraska? Where in the United States is Nebraska? Gucci.
In the center of
Nebraska.
Nebraska is in the center of the United States.
Very good. And where in relation to South Dakota is Nebraska?
South Dakota.
No,
is,
where in relation to South Dakota is Nebraska. So Nebraska.
Nebraska is off north of South Dakota.
Nebraska is south.
Nebraska is south of
South Dakota.
Oh, south. Nebraska is south of Dakota.
Of South Dakota.
And Nebraska is south of South Dakota.
Very good. And where in relation to South Dakota is North Dakota? Annabelle, where in relation to South Dakota is North Dakota?
South Dakota
is North Dakota.
North Dakota is north of South Dakota.
So South Dakota?
South Dakota is south of North Dakota.
Hey, me encanta. Very good, very good. What about South Carolina? Where in relation to Georgia is South Carolina? Thissy?
South Carolina. No, it's Georgia. Georgia is south...
East?
Is east of south...
West, sorry.
Sí, Georgia is west... Sí, Georgia is west of South Carolina.
All right. No me digas south.
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 Georgia is west of south.
South.
South Carolina.
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 Dios mío.
Again.
Georgia is west of south of Carolina.
South Carolina. It's south
Carolina.
Of South Carolina.
Yeah. Georgia is... West of
South. Yeah, it's west.
Sí.
Georgia
south
is west
of Carolina.
Of South Carolina. No.
No, yeah. No. Georgia is west of South Carolina.
Very good. And where in relation to North Carolina is South Carolina?
South Carolina is south of North Carolina.
Very good. So North Carolina?
North Carolina is north of South Carolina.
Very good. Well done. Very good. We're going to do translation booklet number 3. We're going to do list number 2 because we haven't done translation book yesterday or the day before that. So we're going to do list number 2 and it goes like this. No pasará nada. No pasará nada.
Nothing will happen.
Very good. ¿Cuánto tiempo estarán aquí?
How long does it take?
¿Cuánto tiempo estarán aquí?
How long are they?
Will.
How long will they be there?
Be here. Be here again.
How long
will?
How long will they be here?
Very good. ¿Dónde se alojarán?
Where will they stay?
Very good. ¿Quién les recogerá en el aeropuerto?
Who will pick them up at the airport?
Yeah, who will pick them up at the airport? Very good. ¿Quién les traerá aquí cada día?
Who will bring them every day?
Here
every day.
Again.
Who will bring they here?
Them.
Who will bring them here every day?
Very good. ¿A dónde les llevaremos el domingo?
Where will we take them on Sunday?
Very good. ¿Qué haremos si no les gusta la comida?
What will we do if they don't like the food?
Very good. ¿Cuánto dinero necesitarán?
How much money will they need?
Very good. No te preocupes, yo lo haré.
Don't worry, I'll do it.
Don't worry, I'll do it. Very good. ¿Por qué lo quieres hacer tú?
Why? Can you repeat?
¿Por qué lo quieres hacer tú?
Why will you do it?
Why
do you want to do it?
Why do you want to do it? Very good. Porque soy el único que sabe hacerlo.
Because I'm the only one who knows how to do it.
Very good. ¿Sabes hacerlo de verdad? ¿Sabes hacerlo de verdad?
Will.
Do you?
Do you will.
Do you really?
Do you really?
No.
Will you really know?
Do you really know?
Do you really know how
to
How to do it?
Yes. Do you really know how to do it?
Do you really know how to do it?
Very good. Nadie sabe más que yo.
Nobody knows more than me, or more than I do.
Very good. ¿Cuándo vas a hacerlo?
When will you do it?
¿Cuándo vas a hacerlo?
When are you going to do it?
Very good. Lo haré cuando me dejen.
I'll do it when they let me.
Very good. ¿Cuándo crees que te dejarán?
When do you think they will let you?
Very good. ¿Me dejarán hacerlo esta noche?
They will let
me
tonight.
They will let me do it?
They will let me do it tonight.
Very good. ¿Puedes decirme lo que vas a hacer?
Can you tell me what are you going to?
Can you tell me what?
Can you tell me what you are going to do?
Very good. Can you tell me what you are going to do? Very good. Es un secreto que debo guardar.
It's a secret I have to keep.
Very good. Or it's a secret I must keep. Okay. I must keep. Very good. ¿Qué pasará si alguien se entera?
What happened?
¿Qué pasará? ¿Qué
pasará?
¿Qué misterio habrá?
¡Una noche!
¡Wow! Very good. Es un secreto que tengo grabado. ¿Qué pasará si alguien se... Es que no puedo parar. ¿Qué pasará si alguien se entera?
What will happen if someone finds out?
Very good. Prefiero no pensar en ello.
I prefer not to think about it.
Very good. ¿Qué pasará si te cogen?
What?
What?
Oh, yeah, I know that it's not correct. Sorry, can you repeat?
It's actually really funny. It's like, ¿cómo? ¿Eh? ¿Cómo? ¿Qué pasará si te cogen?
What will happen if they catch you?
Very good. What will happen if they catch you? No me van a coger. No me van a coger.
They aren't going to catch me.
They're not going to catch me. Very good. ¿Qué harás si te ven?
What will you do if they see you?
If they see you, very good. Deja de hacerme tantas preguntas. Deja de hacerme.
Asking me so much questions.
You're missing one post that says quack quack quack. A ver, deja de hacerme tantas preguntas.
Stop asking me.
Yes.
So much questions.
Pero di qué dices. ¿Cómo que much questions? Can
so
you count?
Many questions. Wow.
Yes, again.
Stop asking me.
¿Qué era eso? La ambulancia del inglés.
Stop asking me so many questions.
Yes, stop asking me so many questions. Very good. Okay, let's take a look at mastering the regular verbs. We're going to take a look at regular verbs in the simple past. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. I say every day I do something, and you say yesterday you did something. So, every day I explain. Yesterday I...
explained.
Very good, but you have to say the whole sentence. Yesterday I
explained.
Very good. Every day I notice.
Yesterday I noticed.
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 Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every day I expect.
Yesterday I expected.
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 Ex.
Expected.
Expected. Very good. Every day I hate.
Yesterday I hated.
Hated. Hated. Very good. Every day I park.
Yesterday I parked.
Parked. Very good. Every day I follow.
Yesterday I fell.
Every day I follow.
Follow. Yeah, yesterday I followed.
Very good. Every day I gain.
Yesterday I gained.
Very good. Every day it happens.
Yesterday it happened.
Very good. Every day it passes.
Yesterday I passed it.
Every day it passes.
Yesterday it passed it.
Passed.
Yesterday it passed.
Very good. Every day I pick.
Yesterday I picked.
Very good. Every day I include.
Yesterday I included.
Included. How do you say every day I do? Yesterday?
I did.
Very good. Included.
Included.
Ahora sí. Insist. Every day I insist. Incorrect pronunciation.
Yesterday I insisted.
Very good. Every day I progress.
Yesterday I progressed.
Very good. Every day I join.
Yesterday I joined.
Very good. Every day I listen to music.
Yesterday I listened to music.
Very good. Every day I promise.
Yesterday I promised.
Very good. Every day I live.
Yesterday I lived.
Very good. Every day I move.
Yesterday I moved.
Very good. Every day I offer.
Yesterday I offered.
Every day? Yesterday?
Yesterday I offered.
Offered. Very good. Every day I invent.
Yesterday I invented.
Very good. Every day I invite.
Yesterday I invited.
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 Very good. So these are the three columns that I always tell you about. The hard D sound, which today was explained, followed, gained, happened, joined, listened to, lived, moved, and offered. And then we have the T sound, which is noticed, parked, passed, picked, progressed, and promised. And then we have the additional syllable D sound, expected, hated, included, insisted, invented, and invited. All right, drill number 139, which is essentially me too and me neither, okay, but with all tenses. So, I don't like gossip. And you, Ekutsi?
I don't like gossip either, uh-huh. Me neither.
Or?
Neither do I.
Very good. I love being around people. And you?
Me too. I love being around people too.
Very good.
So do I.
Very good. I'm not a good salesperson. And you?
I'm not like a salesperson.
I'm not a good salesperson. I'm not a good salesperson. And you? But you are a good salesperson.
I am. A good, like?
No, not like. I am not a good salesperson. Que no soy buena comercial.
Ah, ya, vale. Uf. Vale, entonces, I'm a good salesperson.
Very good, very good. I'm a good listener. And you?
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good listener too. So am I.
Very good. I want to write a novel. And you?
I want
to write a novel. Una novela.
Va a decir no. Ahora va a escribir Rita la novela.
In English?
Me too.
Of course. 20. 30. So I want to write a novel. And you?
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to write a novel too.
Mm-hmm.
So am I.
So do I. Very good. I don't speak Latin. And you?
I don't speak Latin too.
Either.
Me neither. Neither do I.
Very good. I don't take a walk every day. And you?
I do.
Okay, very good. I don't go to the doctor every week. And you?
Me neither. I don't go to the doctor every week either.
Mm-hmm.
And neither do I.
Very good. I'm not easy to upset. And you?
I'm not easy to upset either. Mm-hmm. Me neither. Neither am I.
Neither am I. Very good. I'm not a negative person. I'm not a negative person. And you, Annabelle?
Me neither. I'm not a negative person either.
Neither.
So.
Neither.
Neither am I.
Neither am I. Very good. I'm not a negative person. Neither am I. Very good. Now it's time to answer the Twitter question. So I wanted to know how you say avispon in English. Do you guys remember?
Yep.
You do? Yep. All of you?
Yes.
Okay. One, two, three.
Hornist.
Ain?
Hornist.
Hornist.
No.
Hornist.
No es.
No?
Hornet.
Hornet. Hornet. Ahora, un avispón sincero. A ver, ¿cómo es un avispón sincero?
Hornet.
No, an honest.
Honest.
Hornet.
Hornet.
An honest hornet.
An honest hornet.
Very
wow.
good.
Wow.
Very good. Avispón is indeed hornet, and I think there is a basketball team actually.
The Hornets,
right? Hang on, basketball. But there is it's Miami Heat. Charlotte Hornets. So that's the basketball team I was talking about. Anyway, so now it's time to sing. So we're going to wish you a Merry Christmas. One, two, three.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, I obviously didn't.
Wow.
Very good. So thank you guys. Well, thank you ladies, and thank you guys out there for listening and for learning and for tweeting stuff and asking questions and working hard to improve your English and become better students and better English speakers. It's a real pleasure, and it's absolutely amazing to have you on there. I'm not going to cry. No, it's absolutely amazing. I'm very glad that Joanna is on board with us. I'm very glad that Kutsi doesn't have long breaks away from us. Annabelle is always amazing to be on the show. I'm very proud of Decibel and
Thank
Jessica
you.
As well. You always
Thank
make
you.
The show's a lot of fun. I love doing this. I love being with you on the radio. I love teaching you. I love seeing the progress. And I even like it when you fall back into your old mistakes, and because this is what progress is about. It's two steps back, it's two steps forward and a tiny step back. So that's fine. This being said, I wish you a wonderful Christmas time to you girls in here and to you guys out there. Have a wonderful time out there. Have a wonderful new year, and we'll see you in January. Same time, same place. Merry Christmas.
Wow.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
¿Por qué no te regalas un nivelazo de inglés con nuestros intensivos de Navidad? Intensivos en la semana que tú elijas de clases del método Vaughan. Regálate un nivelazo. Si contratas 2 semanas de formación, te regalamos 5 sesiones de clases telefónicas.